East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
A woman has been killed after a car crashed and went up in flames on the M4 in Umhlanga, north of Durban. The cause of the collision, which happened near the M41 off-ramp towards Gateway, isn't known. Gareth Naidu, who's with KZN VIP Medic, says emergency crews found the car engulfed in flames in the early hours. He says a man and a woman were trapped inside the burning vehicle.
They managed to free one of the entrapped occupants, but sadly could not reach the second occupant. Fire department arrived on scene and managed to extinguish the blaze, but it was too late as the victim showed no signs of life and was declared deceased on scene. The other occupant, who was freed, was stabilized on scene before being transported to a nearby medical facility.
If you're on the M4, traffic is moving slowly past the crash scene. A centre that cares for the elderly in Inanda, north of Durban, says security has become a major concern. The Masisizane Service Centre, which opened its doors 30 years ago, says food and other supplies meant for senior citizens are being stolen. Director Elo Popela says they rely on the funds they receive from the Department of Social Development as well as donations, but can't afford proper security. He says it's no secret that Inanda is one of the areas with the highest crime rates in the country.
As we are here at Inanda, it is a place where crime is at a high. We have break-ins. They come and steal food for the elderly. They come and steal equipment. They steal whatever they find inside here because we don't have money for security.
Obela has described the centre as a haven for senior citizens from the troubled community. He says Masisizane receives about 200 visitors every week who take part in various activities.
They come in the morning, they have breakfast, and then they do their activities. Some they do gardening, some they do beadwork, some they sew. Some get taught on the daily things that the world is changing to, like be able to use your bank account to acquire knowledge as information is evolving.
The United Nations has warned the world's facing a growing humanitarian crisis, but says it's not all doom and gloom. We're commemorating International Human Rights Day today. The UN says human rights are positive, essential, and attainable. NewsWatch's Emil Pinar reports.
The UN says in this turbulent time of unpredictability, many feel a growing sense of insecurity, disaffection, and alienation. The goal of Human Rights Day is to reaffirm the values of human rights and show that they remain a winning proposition for humanity. The organization says this year its campaign aims to re-engage people about their human rights by showing how they shape people's daily lives, often in ways which are not noticed. Organizations such as Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch warn of a global human rights crisis. Mio Pinar, NewsWatch.
And finally, Diwali, the Festival of Lights, has been given a place on the UNESCO Heritage List. The United Nations Cultural Agency says the celebration's inclusion on its cultural heritage list is aimed at raising awareness of the diversity of these traditions and protecting them. India's foreign ministry has welcomed the news as a joyous moment for one of Hinduism's most significant festivals. Diwali, also known as Deepavali, marks the triumph of good over evil and is celebrated by millions of people around the world. A recap of our lead story. A woman has been killed after a car crashed and went up in flames on the M4 in Umhlanga, north of Durban. That's it from the NewsWatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.
East Coast Radio traffic.
We've got that multiple vehicle crash that's taking place on the N2 southbound at the Gateway interchange. It is a serious one, so please do give way to emergency officials. Traffic is backed up as well. Ongoing delays on the M4 due to an accident that took place earlier on the M41 Gateway interchange, affecting traffic coming off the M4 Ruthfast Highway. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, in for Buhle Hladlayo, I'm Annie James.
WhatsApp your traffic updates to 061-792-9495. 30 minutes of non-stop music with Carol O'Forey.
KZN's number one hit music station. East Coast Radio.
Oh, Welcome to the show, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, also known as Woman Crush Wednesday on the show. The name's Carol Lafori. This is East Coast Radio, and we are together all the way until 12. So, who's our trailblazer today? Let's take it to the movie and TV-making world. That's right. Sarisha Naika has spent more than 20 years behind the camera, not just capturing moments, but she's been shaping them. Sarisha is a creative force that has earned recognition this year as KZN's Top Businesswoman 2025. And of course, she is the Margaret Hirsch Woman in Business Award for Umhlanga. She's also won that one. Sarisha also is the executive producer for KZN's biggest TV production, the Get Real Talk Show, a show that really celebrates Durban, its people, its cultures, and of course, its stars. In a male-dominated industry, she's leading with heart, she's fearless, and she's proving some of the strongest directors aren't in front of the camera, but rather behind them. So we're looking forward to meeting her. Sarisha Naika is our trailblazer this morning. We'll sit down with her exactly at 9:30. Once again, welcome to the show. We're going into 30 minutes of non-stop music. That's half an hour uninterrupted music. Mariah Carey, Brian Controversial McKnight, some Calvin Harris, as well as Carl Thomas. Yes, people, I say.